Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Hour number two begins. Greg Cassidy is here as well at 7:07. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, just a reminder, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally get your podcast, Apple, Spotify. All you have to do is get it, click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. And there's some great content. You can listen to the whole thing if you want. It's also broken down into, you know, highlights. Greg and I being really super clever.
Oh, amazingly so.
It's chock full of those golden nuggets. Mm-hmm. Speaking of golden nuggets.
Yes.
And gold bars.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Nadine Menendez, the wife of former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, was convicted Monday, teaming up with her husband to accept bribes of cash, gold bars, a luxury car, from three New Jersey men looking for help with their business dealings or legal troubles.
So it was a consultation kind of thing.
Yeah, what's kind wrong with that?
Yeah, gold bars are always involved in consultations. Yeah.
The jury returned its verdict in the same federal courthouse in Manhattan, where a different jury convicted Bob Menendez of many of the same charges last year. The Democrat is supposed to begin serving an 11-year prison term in June. Wow. I mean, this guy has been in and out of legal trouble for as long as I can remember, over 20 years.
Yeah.
So they finally, you know, he's guilty, or they find him guilty, right? And he's like, yeah, I'll report in a few months. I got things I got to do. And they're like, oh, yeah, sure,
Mr. Menendez. You think that would work that way for you? If you told, I'm busy right now. Let me get back to you for prison later.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
It just works different up there.
The evidence shown to jurors over a three-week trial followed the timeline of the whirlwind romance between the couple that began in early 2018 and continued after criminal charges were brought against them in September of 23. And repeatedly during the trial, prosecutors said they were partners in crime.
How romantic.
Modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
In during a 2022 raid on the couple's Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey home, FBI agents found nearly $150,000 worth of gold bars.
Oh, everybody's got that in their safe at home.
And $480,000 in cash stuffed in boots, shoe boxes, and jackets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just think, if you could have cash in all your jackets, you'd be a rich man.
I could probably fit more than 480 grand in there.
I'm sure you could.
In the garage was a Mercedes-Benz convertible, also part of an alleged bribe. Why do we have to keep saying alleged when he was found guilty?
Yeah, I know. That's weird.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think they overcompensate in so many ways.
Both Nadine and Bob Menendez said they're innocent and never took any bribes. Did they have an explanation of where all those things came from? I don't know. Initially, they were to be tried together along with the three businessmen, but Nadine Menendez's trial was postponed a year ago after she was diagnosed with breast cancer and underwent surgery. Bob Menendez, 71, finally resigned from the Senate last August. Following his conviction, before the charges were brought, he had been chairman of the powerful House Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Prosecutors accused Nadine of starting to facilitate these bribes to the senator around the time they began dating before they were married in the fall of 2020. At that time, she was in danger of losing her home, and after missing nearly $20,000 in mortgage payments, trial testimony showed, a longtime friend, Hana, provided cash to save the home. And prosecutors said that in return, the senator began helping Hana preserve a business monopoly. He had arranged with the Egyptian government to certify that imported meat met religious requirements. Huh. Then she needed a new car. So you got to get another deal.
He is such a helper. You know, what a guy.
Prosecutors said more cash and gold bribes were paid to the couple by another prominent real estate developer, whose prosecutors said they wanted the senator to protect him from a criminal case he was facing. Oh. Yeah. And I guess he helped him out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like they helped him out. It's a new car.
So Menendez Bob, the former senator, I guess he reports to jail in June. And his wife was convicted, and I'm not sure when her. I don't know that they've actually given her sentence yet. But, yeah. They're not playing by the rules, to say the very least.
Yeah.
Right? Democrats attempted to own the Trump administration by criticizing it for using real eggs for Monday night's White House Easter egg roll.
Oh, come on.
What? Real eggs.
They're in the stores now. The prices have come down. What's the deal?
Trump's White House is using 30,000 real eggs worth over $15,500. The prices may have gone high, but not $2 each. That's simple math.
Right.
They're saying they're retail $2 each.
Anybody pay $24 for a dozen eggs?
No.
No.
Nobody did. Nobody has. So,
First
of all, the Democrats are wrong. Now, did that whole event it cost, $15,000? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Americans dyed potatoes instead of eggs this Easter to save money. That's their bizarre claim.
Well, that was like before Easter. That was like a speculation story that I saw. So whether anybody really dyed potatoes, I don't know.
Well, and it doesn't matter if they did. The fact of the matter is eggs saw the largest price increase while Joe Biden was the president.
What?
Yes. And it doesn't mean it's necessarily his fault, depending on how aggressive the people were under him with the USDA and stuff.
Right.
May have they killed more chickens than they needed to, but that's not my call. I mean, I don't know. You're trying to control, an avian bird type flu. But the bottom line is it did happen under his watch. Mm-hmm. And Trump's actually worked to bring things down, and they were going to come down naturally anyway as he had more chickens,
yep,
laying more eggs. But the Democrats want to seize this and think there's an opportunity. Once again, there's a big disconnect.
They're trying way too hard. They really are.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Because people, normal people, go, wait a second, eggs were high before Trump was in office. Mm-hmm. I've actually, it looks like they're coming down a little bit. Yeah, I'd still like to pay a lot less, but why are they making such a big deal of a tradition that's been going on for years at the White House?
Yeah, the eggshells aren't empty. It's not like they're being rationed anywhere anymore.
Exactly.
Come on.
Yep. And wow. Somebody said, I live in Idaho. We dye Easter eggs here, not potatoes, LOL. Yeah. Another person said, I never heard of anybody dyeing a potato in place of an egg. The Democrats were looking for something. They're desperate.
They are. They really are.
And, you know.
Attacking on all fronts.
They have no shame to begin with, let alone when they're on and under very high pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So look out. It is 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, it's your turn. It's called What's Bugging You? Chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs. So go ahead and call in now, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Ah, it's going to be another awesome day, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's your turn. What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs. Please don't be one of those. All right, you ready? 877-975-9825. Call in now. If you don't get through right away, please try again. Let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? I got a shooting buddy of mine. His Suburban is in Kentucky, stuck with a blown-out 10-speed Allison transmission. And it is well known that these Allison transmissions are nothing but garbage. And why General Motors keeps trying to tell everybody, oh, we can fix it, when there is no real fix for it. You got to change the damn design of the transmission. And that's what's bugging me.
All right.
I get that, because it is frustrating being a car guy when there's a known issue. And the manufacturers, they'll still build it that way for 10 years or still put that part in. It's like they think it's worth more, I guess, or cheaper to fix them, whatever percentage they are, than actually fix the problem. And that is irritating.
Mm.
And I see it a lot.
I say, Allison, my aim is true. Elvis Costello.
Ah. I'm going, okay. Where is that from? It's familiar, but where?
Yeah.
Wrong, Elvis.
You want me to sing it for you?
Please, no, we don't have time.
Two-stroke, what's bugging you?
Elvis Costello is horrible, but, well, what's bugging me? Well, what's bugging me is this poor girl, Kristi Noem, somebody got away with her makeup, and, you know, now she's going to have to spend, like, half the day at the local Walgreens, like, clearing out the Maybelline aisle and into the shopping cart to replace it. So, you know, I feel for her. And I heard she had a glamour shots coming up in a day or two. So, you know, it's just terrible.
Wow. You're being rough on old Kristi.
He's taking his own shot.
We've seen her in person. She is a beautiful woman. Doesn't need to wear all the makeup in it. She does wear too much.
Yes,
if I'm being honest.
Just saying.
All right. Peasant with a pitchfork. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is, you may recall back before the Iraq War, the Dixie Chicks were a big and up-and-coming band, and everybody loved them. In fact, I had a big crush on the violin player, and everybody loved them. And then they went against George Bush, and they got treated by the American people like what they did to in that movie where they in England in the Middle Ages, where they put the guy up on the thing, and then they cut him open, and the crowd's out there cheering. Well, the American people wanted them dead. I read an article the other day that reminded me of what we did to them, what the American people did to them.
Well, I mean, they were on foreign soil, you know, talking bad about the commander-in-chief. I can't remember exactly what they said, but yeah, it was very unpopular. We had troops in harm's way. You can disagree with a war and all that, but the way they referenced it, you know, they're entitled to do that, but we're entitled to say we don't really care for you anymore.
Then they took the name Dixie out of their name, you know, that whole Confederate mm-hmm. flag thing. It's like, just weird.
Yeah.
They just got weird.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is anytime the news covers this Kilmer Abrego Garcia El Salvadoran case, they say how he was mistakenly deported to El Salvador, where I heard clearly from Stephen Miller that he was an illegal alien with final deportation orders. So I wish they would kind of add a little accuracy to their coverage. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that one, there's so many twists and turns on it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try to weave through it in a little bit, but right now, 877-975-9825. Tony, what's bugging you?
You know, to piggyback off Mark, you know, hundreds of January 6th defendants were charged under a statute that didn't even apply to them. They took a misdemeanor and they converted it into a felony. And the admirable John Roberts literally took 3 years to hear their cases. And, Bob, there's still people sitting in prison now. But when it's MS-13 gangsters or criminals, he comes right out over the weekend and issues emergency warnings, and all the Democrats wring their hands and fly down. People, you need to remember this and need to watch in real time.
Yeah, yeah, he's not what we thought he was.
No.
Frank, what's bugging you?
Yes, sir. Pope Francis, God rest his soul and everything, but I hope we get a more conservative pope. I know Pope Benedict the 15th, that he was Pope Francis's predecessor. I think he was more in line with the conservative values. He spoke out against Muslims beheading Christians, which was kind of popular back around 2010, I think, 29 and stuff. So I'm kind of hoping that we get a more balanced pope that might stick to, you know, the church policy, maybe.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of Catholics agree with that. I really do. Good morning, Wayne. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm probably going to ruffle some feathers with this one, and I hope the Catholics do get a good pope, a good one. But I want to tell you, this pope that passed, he was a socialist. And as far as I'm concerned, socialists are snakes, and you know what they say about the only good snake.
Yeah,
well, we've had a lot of conversations about that, too.
We have, indeed. And let's go to Steve. What's bugging you?
Oh, dimwits and Democrats, but I repeat myself. You know, one of the latest things I've seen on social media is people freaking out about needing a real ID. You know, we've had three presidents since George Bush signed that into law. It was Obama, Trump won, Biden, and now they're freaking out saying, oh, you don't leave your house without your marriage license or your passport. How much crap can you put up with?
Good stuff. Appreciate the input all the way around. Coming up, a code word to win Rock the Country tickets. So stick around. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome to a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 7:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Flags will fly at half staff until sunset for the Pope until in interment, and that is by order of President Donald J. Trump.
Nice.
Right now, I want to give you your code word, as promised, and a chance to win Rock the Country tickets. You need to text STAR, S-T-A-R, to 20357 for your chance to win tickets to Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more coming to Ocala May 9th and 10th. In fact, tickets are on sale at rockthecountry.com, but if you want to win them right now, text STAR to 20357 for your two-day tickets. Date and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive, and please don't be a purse snatcher.
Okay.
That's what occurred to Kristi Noem, the secretary, DHS, Department of Homeland Security.
Well, so much for security.
And she had security with her in the form of Secret Service. Don't know the details on the detail. Get it? But
embarrassing nonetheless.
Very, very much so.
Yeah.
And look, I speculate, because it kind of falls in line with something that I have concerns about. That is, any way to damage Trump, his presidency, one of the many ways that they're going to attempt to get to him is through cabinet members. Yep. And I think that I don't think this was a random act. That's just my thought. That's my gut. It very well could have been. Okay. A busy restaurant and, you know, Secret Service being more maybe concerned about her than any of the property that she might have with her. So her purse got taken, containing $3,000 in cash, her passport, makeup bag, DHS access card, her apartment key, other belongings, and even her medication was in the stolen bag as well. And Secret Service looked at video after the fact, somebody with a surgical mask on. Again,
okay.
Haven't been to D.C. in a long time. Are they still wearing a lot of masks there?
Right.
And the reason I say that is, if you only have a smattering of people, a few, then the ones that are wearing them would stick out to you. If you're trained, if you're trained, you look for anything that's a little bit of an anomaly and or helps to cover one's identity, right? Sunglasses and the old ball cap.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people wear them.
Yep.
When it's appropriate, when it's maybe not so appropriate or so needed, shall we say, then it kind of sticks out. There's somebody who may be covering their identity more than just trying to keep the sun out of their eyes. So Noem was taking her family out to enjoy Easter festivities in the city when the suspect grabbed her bag and left the establishment. CNN reported that Secret Service officials identified the suspect as an unknown white man wearing a medical mask. So they identified him as? They didn't identify him. They failed to identify him, right? But this is how, I don't know, this is how they wrote it. Instead of saying, you know, here's what he looked like, I don't know, maybe I'm getting caught up in it, but why would they say identified?
Yeah, because that's all they, yeah, it's like, here's all we know. It's kind of what you got.
It's just weird to see the person was identified as unknown. They're unknown.
They're unknown.
Yeah. Anyway, so a white man wearing a medical mask, it appeared. When asked about the incident at the White House Easter egg roll on Monday, Noam said that the theft has not yet been solved. It's bothering on a lot of different levels. First of all, Secret Service, are there still some that need to be drummed out of there? Are they not doing their jobs? Was this just random? It could be.
Guy walking by, sees a purse, grabs and keeps going.
I mean,
it does happen a lot.
Well, yeah, it's possible. It's very possible. But I think, I don't know, again, it's my gut. Mm-hmm. It's like the whole thing with Pete Hegseth.
Right.
It's obvious that the left doesn't want him there. And it's more than just like a political thing. It's in his case, I think it goes a lot deeper than that. It has to do with getting our military back on task and back on track. Because
he could bring some good change.
Well, he can.
They don't want that.
He's been on the ground before, and that's exactly what Trump wants, and that's exactly what's needed. But there's many powerful people in the world who are not a fan of that and don't want to see our military strengthen. They'd rather see it weaken in every way, and they'll use the whole cultural wokishness to achieve that goal or any other means, right? Which also reminded me of, and I'll just ask you this. The story of Pat Tillman. I mean, you just say his name and, you know, I feel an immediate response. Hero and loss.
Yes, at the same time. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for those not familiar, it was, you know, on this day, April 22nd of 2004, Pat Tillman was killed by gunfire while on patrol in a rugged area of eastern Afghanistan. But the bigger story is this is a guy who is extremely talented football player, good enough to play professional football player. He was the Pac-10 Defensive Player of the Year in college. He was drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. He became their starting safety, as well as one of its most popular players. In just 2 years, he broke the team record for tackles with 224. In May of 2002, he's done with his rookie thing. This is when they cash in. This is the big money. He certainly proved himself as one of the best. And he turns around and turns down a 3-year multi-million dollar deal with the Cardinals, and instead, because of 9/11, decided he wanted to join the Army along with his brother Kevin, who at the time was a minor league baseball player. They were assigned to the 75th Ranger Regiment in Fort Lewis, Washington, and did tours in Iraq in 2003, followed by Afghanistan the next year. Now, he was praised when news of his death came out as a national hero. Silver Star, Purple Heart, posthumously promoted to corporal. Weeks later, his family found out that his death was friendly fire, accidental. His parents went public with this, criticized the Army, saying they covered it up because they wanted to use their son as a patriotic poster boy. I mean, he already was, my mind.
Yeah.
But the day he signed up and the news broke in the sports world, it's like, son of a gun, we still have some...
Mm-hmm. He's a hero.
Real American heroes.
Yes.
You know, like athletes in the past who said, okay, I got to put the ball and glove down. I got to go fly airplanes. World War II.
Absolutely.
And so maybe not a good ending for sure, but he was still something. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget his name, that's for sure. The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines are open 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pam. What's on your mind?
Well, that was a great story, too. And what about, like, Jimmy Stewart? Jimmy Stewart, mm-hmm. you know, left Hollywood to
exactly.
go join the military. Mm-hmm. But what I was thinking about, what stood out with me with Christy Noem's story was that they described as though it was definitely a white person. Now, if it was a black man, they would have just said somebody wearing a surgical mask that had a blue shirt on.
Yeah,
I mean that's all they won't describe it. It describes a suspect if it's a black person. They never will. TV 20, nobody will. And that's what bugs me.
Yeah, for whatever reason. Why don't you just be as accurate as you can be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then we'll take it from there. Good morning, Paul. You're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Greg. A couple things about the Noem incident. It's a lot more serious than it might seem on the surface. I read a report, I think it was New York Post, where they interviewed Noem about it. She said something bumped or brushed against her. She thought it was one of her grandkids. That means this person made physical contact with a cabinet member. That's serious. Secondly, on the thing about how the person was described, identified as, and then earlier your point about alleged, I think sometimes people write things so much that out of habit things just get dropped in, and that's probably what was going on in both of those cases.
Yeah, well, good point. Yeah, I mean, you just, part of your job at Secret Service, you're going to keep people at a distance unless mm-hmm. it is, you know, manpower heavy. Like an opportunity to shake someone's hand, they're lined up, and the situation is very much under control. Open, like in a restaurant, you would just keep everybody away, period. You know, whether they want to say hi or autograph seeking or want to do a selfie, you know, you keep that person and protect their distancing from others. Yeah, I think there's much more to it as well. I agree. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast, Apple, Spotify. Just click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday from Florence Recycling. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Another day in paradise. Are we blessed or what? It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:50, 10 minutes till 8. I mentioned about this Christy Noem getting her purse stolen. Maybe it's just me. I think there's something more to it. And I believe there's definitely a lot of folks who want to see Trump fail. And I'm not just talking about some Americans or some lefties. I think the world stage and some of the world powers, okay? He is a big interrupter in their whole, like, one world baloney. And another person who is a part of that and was picked exactly for this reason, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. And this is from Politico, okay? The Pentagon is in total chaos, and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is unlikely to remain in his role. I love how the media gets out ahead of it.
Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, yeah, he's definitely, they're going to can him.
Because they know everything.
Well, well, what it is that's what they want to have happen.
Yes.
And in many times, yeah, they're sending the little bat signal out. Of course, this will be not, you know, a blip on the screen for Donald Trump, but this is what the left is attempting to do, okay? It's unlikely to remain that he'll remain in his role, according to its former top spokesperson, who painted a scene of dysfunction, backstabbing, and continuous missteps at the highest levels of the department. Well, the department answers really to him, and he answers directly to the president. So if there's dysfunction and backstabbing and stuff like that going on, well, those people need to be shown the door. And that's, again, another reason why Hegseth is there. They want a guy who's not afraid to speak his mind, get things done. And if he's got to toss a few folks out, he will. According to this Politico story, quote, the building is in disarray under Hegseth's leadership. John Olyoit wrote Sunday in Politico magazine opinion piece, the dysfunction is now a major distraction for the president, who deserves better from a senior leadership. Wow. It's almost like, yeah, Trump does. Who writes that's a lefty that think Trump deserves better from senior leadership or from anybody? They think he deserves the plague. Literally. So that doesn't make sense. That's the first, like, really? This guy, Olyoit, who resigned from the Pentagon last week, described a department in collapse. Oh, of course. They can't run anything without you.
Wow.
You were a star in your own mind.
Uh-huh.
He accused Hegseth's team of falsehoods about why three top officials were fired last week, saying they hadn't leaked sensitive information to the media. He chastised Pentagon officials for how they handled revelations that Hegseth shared sensitive military information in a Signal chat. And he pointed to other leaks that caused embarrassment to the administration. The remarkable accusations by a former official who left only 2 days ago and insists he still supports the Trump administration's national security policies underscores the infighting and upheaval that has turned increasingly public in recent weeks. But he also found himself in the center of several controversies that added to that chaos. Olyoit was sidelined after he defended the removal in a March story discussing the service of baseball legend Jackie Robinson, part of a larger purge of diversity-related military web pages. Quote, the last month has been a full-blown meltdown at the Pentagon and it's becoming a real problem for the administration, he wrote. So, yes, many top staffers have seen the exit door since Hegseth got there. We shouldn't be concerned that things are melting down and that there's chaos. We actually should have a sense of confidence that Hegseth is doing exactly what he was supposed to do. And he's getting rid of people who don't fit in correctly with the agenda. And just because a guy claims, oh, yeah, I'm a big Trump administration supporter,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean anything. There's going to be plenty of people that, well, Trump found out in the first go-around. Oh, there are plenty of people shake your hand, smile at your face, you know, tell you that they love what you're doing, and they're all on board. And they're not. They have a different agenda.
They were setting him up from day one.
And remember, anybody who has already been there and is already entrenched, the chances of them being at the very least difficult to deal with, at the worst,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to undermine what you're attempting to do, you know it's there. You know it's real. These people are entrenched. They don't want anybody to come in, tell them what to do or how to do it. So it's going to be difficult no matter who's in that position. And then again, here you have, like, the media utilizing this voice to try to create or enlarge what are going to be growing pains and problems anyways. You clean house. It's going to be part of the territory. Hegseth is now presiding over a strange and baffling purge that has left him without senior advisors. More firings may be coming, according to rumors in the building. So the guy's doing an op-ed piece. He's attacking Hegseth. He's claiming that he's for Trump and his agenda. And then he shares rumors that he heard in the building.
If you're on board, you don't do that.
Well, also, if you take your job seriously at the Pentagon, it seems to me like, at the very least, you're showing a great deal of disrespect. And it's the Pentagon. It's not just a government gig. Our enemies hear everything you're saying. So what you're really doing is, you know, you're kind of propping up the enemies. You're kind of, you know, pumping them up. Oh, good. Oh, yeah, they're falling apart over there. That doesn't sound all that patriotic to me. I don't know. It just doesn't. We've got plenty more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.